If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for Closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the light and love of the Most Radiant One. I am Commander Lady Athena, joined with my divine complement, Commander Lord Ashtar, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Well, beloveds, just a moment ago, Ashtar told me, informed me, that he wanted us to do the entire seminar aboard ship tonight. We're going to be stepping down the energy so that you can have a very conscious experience of molecular displacement. We want you to understand that what moves is consciousness and energy, impulsed by intention. This is the whole modus operandi of how we, quote, quote, travel in the realms of time and space, where distance seems to be the operative. But it's really just a changing of the wavelength frequency that we modulate. That's how our ships, quote, quote, travel. They don't really travel, but they displace the molecules of one reality construct in dimensional placement, so to speak, with those of another coordinate. So make yourselves comfortable, but sit upright and be attentive, because this is going to be a working training seminar in which I want you to exercise every bit of your ability to see, to visualize, to imprint, and to recall as much detail as possible. Because when you complete this process, it would be wonderful if you could take your journals and write down as much detail as you can possibly recall from your experience. This will help to build in that energy affinity between one dimensional operative and another, so that you can develop that continuity of consciousness and be more aware of what you're doing and when you're doing it, and can have the fun and the enjoyment of operating in your higher dimensional aspect. So take a deep breath and experience the energies going down into each cell, raising the electronic spin according to the highest good and highest rate that would be appropriate for each person tonight. And we stand in the Christ divine consciousness and light, petitioning through the highest levels of the divine throne realms for that assistance that enables each person listening tonight to have a conscious experience of their greater and vaster multidimensional body of light. And as the energies of the electrons raise, 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 take a deep breath. And allow your energy field to coalesce in the frequency dimension of the fifth dimensional resonant field aboard the Ashtar Command, Mothership, the Star of Bethlehem. And as you open your spiritual eyes, I want you to see that you're in our rotunda, It's a very large room that we generally use for conclaves and meetings and diplomatic envoys. But tonight we're going to be transpositioning another field of energy here, because we're going to be working with you as energy. So as you look around and you recognize, I'm sure those of us that you know are sitting with you, you'll see me and recognize me. Solariel is there, Commander Alion, Lord Ashtar, and the Most Radiant One, Lord Sananda Kumara, that you know is your elder brother, Jesus the Christ. Now, as you are aware of the third dimensional appearance, we're going to have it now morph into the energy filaments that compose your higher bodies of light. So just allow that energy. Just feel it. Feel yourself as energy. Another deep breath. Allow the outlines of any kind of sense of density to just dissolve. And be aware of the knowing thereof, the inner seership, if you're able to visualize, that your body is actually composed of beautiful luminous filaments of light, filigree, delicate light. And you'll notice that it co-joins and interpenetrates with everyone else in the room, including me, Ashtar, Lord Sananda, everyone. And you'll also notice above each person's head, there is a divine schematic, kind of reminiscent of your schematic for the atom. But each has a specific geometric configuration and coloration and tone, musical tone. See if you can grasp your own. Now, that's it. Imprint. Excellent. You have seen it, and you know it in that part of you. That is a denizen, and a very comfortable one in this realm. This is your natural habitat as a fifth density being. So this is the place from whence many of you have come forth in your mission in this embodiment. Many of you, like myself, were actually conceived aboard ship. Many of you have mixed parentage combined with the genetics of your star family. So you are at home here. Although this is not your only home, this is one and but one embodiment of your multidimensional self. Now before you, in the center of the rotunda, we are seeing the manifestation in a large hologram of the luminous body of light, also known in Buddhism as the jeweled rainbow vehicle. But tonight we're going to be looking at it at its hyper-dimensional aspects as well. First of all, notice that there is a core that runs right up through the center. That's a tube of light. That's that tube of light that people see when they go out of their bodies in the process that they call death or translation. You go through the tube of light. Well, you see that the tube of light is connected energetically in the front of the energy field of the body and in the back of the energy field of the body, right in the center of that core, which lines right up with your spine in your physical body. And you'll see the seven chakras, each one of them radiating a color of the rainbow. Seven of them in the physical energy field. Tonight we're going to do a little house cleaning. Because in the passage through time and space, you picked up a lot of dust. So we're going to get rid of some of the dust balls and some of the little things that have built nests in the corners and crevasses of your consciousness, and the little debris and piles of leaves and so forth. And the Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit of the Divine One, the Holy One, is going to, through grace, clear many, many things for you tonight that in time would take way too much time. We don't have time for any more personal clearing. We are going to complete it tonight. So with your clairvoyant seership, I want you to focus now in the root chakra. That's the red one. And I want you to see if the red is a clear, definite red, or if it has some other coloration. The other colorations would be debris, dust that we need to sweep out. So get in attunement with that first chakra, which for you holds the imprints of issues involving security, support, and survival. Take a deep breath. Clear all issues of security, support, and survival. Clears now in the love and grace of the Christ. And watch that center now just glow in the most beautiful, crimson, clear, sparkling, translucent, and vibrant energy. And feel that sense of strong foundation, security, and support, and the eternal life that sources through you. But know that your security is in the divine self that you are. It's not anchored in things of the material density. Now move your attention to the second chakra, which is orange. And in this chakra resides the imprint issues of your personal self-image, your personal feelings, your levels of self-acceptance, your okayness with yourself, and with your gender definition, or whatever it is that is involved in the personal image. Regard the color. Is it muddied, which it is in many, many people? Have you had abuse issues or things that you're ashamed of? Well, now's the time just to allow the direct presence of Lord Sananda to take advantage of this opportunity to completely clear each of your chakras, each of your levels of consciousness through grace. So take a deep breath. All negative imprinting clears now in the love and grace of the Christ. Everything involving personal self-image, self-acceptance, personal feelings, clear now. And watch that beautiful orange just come. Wow, it's just gorgeous. It's so vibrant and alive. And you feel this sense of personal self-acceptance, personal okayness in being who and what you are. Moving your attention now to the third chakra that contains issues of power, accomplishment, and completion. And take a deep breath. And see that beautiful yellow? And regard its tonality. Does it have any mustardy, browny shades to it? Or is it bright? Now, most of us have a little muddied yellow-brown tones in there, so we ask at this time that through the grace of Lord Sananda, all negative imprinting clears now in your love, beloved Lord. Take a deep breath. Oh, beautiful. Look at that golden. Wow. Look at that. That's like your second sun. You know, you have a second sun. The hottest center is the sun. The second center of intelligence, it's often called. Beautiful. Next, we move up to the fourth chakra, which is the heart. And this is the staging arena from whence we go forth out of the dynamics of personal attached love. And we begin to first, for the first time, move into divine love. So within this center, we have the issues of love, of trust, and intimacy. So again, look at the green. Is it got a little olive tone to it or a little khaki in there? is it kind of fragmented from broken heart and the many things we suffer as we learn in personal love? Not to worry. We've got the Lord of Love tonight ministering with us, training you to clear and to step free through his grace, but also through the grace of your own self-benediction and your own self-blessedness and your own ability to operate and function through his authority, through his name, and through that part of him that is your own Christed consciousness, your own Christed over-self. Because the Christ is always a collective sonship. So it's always bigger than we can possibly imagine. So again, take a deep breath. All negative imprinting involving issues of love, trust, and intimacy goes now in the love and grace of the Christ. And there, beautiful emerald. Wow. Beautiful emerald. Intense, gorgeous, scintillating green is there in your chakras. Now we move up to the throat chakra. This is a big one for all star seed. Most of us are messenger, transmitter, receivers. And so everything having to do with our communication, our ability to freely express the truth as we know it, to stand in that truth with staunch self-confidence comes from this chakra. So again, look at the blue. Does it have dark tones? Does it have shadows? Is it mottled? Are there any breaks or tears? Whatever it is, just see it now because this is the last time you're going to see it looking like this. Take a deep breath. All negative imprinting clears now in the love and grace of the Christ, involving communication and expression of the truth as you know it. Your ability to hear and to transmit clear, spirit-kissed information. Oh, look at that blue. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's gorgeous. It's blue, and yet there's little tiny bright sparks in it. Intense, beautiful sky blue with bright sparks of light scintillating in it. Wow, they're telling me that those are the molecules of truth itself. Wow. Okay, the second one is your sixth chakra, your brow. And this is indigo, which is a marrying of purple and blue, just a very deep, deep, deep blue shade. And in this sixth chakra are the issues of seeing the Atma, the soul, the self, the divine self. And so, again, look into the indigo field. It's kind of hard to see the shadows in this because the color is quite dark. But unless it is scintillating in bright, vivid colors and shining and glowing and coruscating freely, we've got some gunk in there. So let's take a deep breath. And all negative imprinting clears now in the love and grace of the Christ, involving issues of seeing the true self. Seeing and accepting and owning your true divine identity. That clears now. And wow, look at it. Oh my heavens. It's scintillating with the most intense. Oh wow. It's like the deepest blue you can imagine with purple-like sparks inside it. It's intensely alive and beautiful. You should have a great deal clearer seership after this session aboard ship tonight. Moving up now to the seventh chakra, still in the physical energy field, but at the top of the crown of the head. And this is violet. And here you have the issue of dissolving the personal completely into the impersonal divine spirit monad. This is your monadic self, your I am, that I am presence. So, again, take a deep breath. And all negative imprinting clears now in the love and grace of the Christ. And watch anything in that chakra now that hasn't been entirely vitalized and alive. Watch it come alive. Watch it as it transmutes and transfigures now, right before your eyes. There, 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 there. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, in this particular time cell that we're incarnated in at present, we only function out of 9 bodies and 9 chakras. I know a lot of people have added a lot more on there, but I'm talking about the major chakras that we are actually dealing with in this time cell. And you have 2 more. You have the Christ self, Christ consciousness self, or the soul itself, in what's called the 8th template. Now that's out of the physical body, about 8 to 12 inches above your head. So make your hands in a little pyramid. Place them above your head and visualize a golden flame, just like the Pentecostal flames that came upon the apostles in the upper room at the time of the great infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to ignite that fire, just as he did with the apostles at Pentecost. 1, 2, 3, ignite. We see a golden, beautiful flame. But it's interesting. It's not just staying there. Interesting. It's drawing the quintessential energies of all your other chakras and swirling them into this golden orb, this golden flame. And it's taking on a golden, transparent, translucent appearance. Ah, and they're telling me that this is the ascension. This is the ascension flame. Ah, okay. Okay, so all of the lower chakras have to be completely cleared, and then they're subsumed into that higher energy that we call the soul, which is actually like a golden flame. It's like an oval shape. That's formless. That's who you are at that level. And they want us to even go higher tonight. So we're going to move up into the ninth chakra, which is God, Brahman, Paramatma. This is the impersonal, divine, monadic it of itself. And since most of us are going to be continuing our mission for some time, it's not time to be absorbed into that principle. I just want you to be aware of it. And it is located, those last two chakras, the eighth is above your head, but out of your physical energy field. But the ninth is in the heart of the heart of the heart of the great central sun. Ah, you didn't know you were a solar being, did you? Ha ha. Well, you are. You're a solar lord. At that level, you are a solar lord. So just be aware, connect to that part of yourself consciously, and imprint that connection so you have your sense of being. You're anchored in God, I am that I am. Okay, wow. Now step back and look at your overall energy field. You know, it's got a it kind of looks like a fountain of light that comes up and cascades down, and it refills and comes up, kind of like one of those fountains that you watch where the water comes out and then it goes back down, comes back in through a central tubing and goes out. It's like a fountain effect that keeps replenishing. This is the energy of the divine spirit that keeps flowing up from within you and replenishing and overflowing and replenishing and overflowing and replenishing. This is divine, that state where you self-source and self-empower that energy of the divine spirit within you. And in sacred geometry, it forms what has been called the tube torus, or the pranic tube. Those of you that are doing Merkaba meditations know it as the pranic tube, that center that goes right up, that you actually learn to breathe from, like the dolphins at the top of your head, and the pranic breath. That's how yogis can suspend their breath indefinitely. In some cases, they breathe like dolphins out of the top of their head, the pranic energy. So we are switching from a water-based body to an air-based body, and we are switching from a carbon-based to silicone, and the blood is switching from an iron-based blood to golden, liquid, crystalline light. So the human has gone as far as they can in the particular limited form, the limited edition that they have been operating in. And they are now being restored to original wholeness and perfection with an added cosmic upgrade. So you're actually transfiguring into a super human species now. And that involves every single part of your being. So no wonder it has to be done out of our conscious awareness, because there's no way we could wrap the human paradigm of understanding around what we're actually doing here. So there are several things I want to bring to your attention. Number one, I'm just going to briefly touch to how the five super extensions of your five vehicles, your physical, astral, causal, buddhic, or intellectual sheath, higher mind sheath, and your divine, atmic sheath function in conjunction with this, these energies that we have just looked at. Just before we leave this particular, hologram that we're examining, take one last look and see how the energies flow out in long filigrees of energy, like streams of living light. Notice how in the center you have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, those seven chakras. Visualize above the seven chakras the golden flame, often called the Abhinchitaya, the rock of salvation, that triplicity of Atma, Buddhi, and Manas that orchestrates you as a soul, or Jivatma, actually. There isn't a clean word for that in English. And then you have the higher ninth chakra, which is, again, the divine I am that I am, God, Paramatma, presence, the monad. Okay, imprint that visual. And now we're going to look at the bodies, how they nest. I was drawing the image of it just before we went on the air, and I was surprised to see that it looks very much like a cross. You have the oval, which represents the physical body. You have a central circle. I'm going to name them actually as we go. The oval on the bottom portion, which would be like the bottom portion of the cross, is the electromagnetic body. It's primarily electrical in nature. That's your physical body. And its extenuated aspect, it's what you'd call your etheric double. It's the energy electromagnetic field that is your energy signature in the physical realm. And it operates very much like an electrical system through the nervous system. Then you have a circle over that, which looks like a head if you draw it. And that's the Gematrian body. That's like your energy. It's like you as a tapestry of sound. That's your astro sonar energy imprint. You as a symphony of the living word, the divine sound, and everything that involves a numerical ordering of the notations of that cosmic musical tapestry is included in that central portion. Then to the right, you have another circle. If you've ever seen a Trikaya, or you have a Buddha or one of the higher masters in their threefold form, you'll notice that the form has three heads. Well, this schematic looks a lot like that. There's two circles on either side, and then a circle on the top. And all of them together are your fivefold bodies, and they look very much like a cross. So the one on your right is your epikinetic body, which is like an extenuation of your astral body. This is the body that enables you to pass through solid matter, to levitate, to teleportate, to apport, to materialize, and do many of the yogic cities that you see people doing. I told you about the time that Solario and I passed through it with our van. We passed through an overturned semi-tractor trailer, and Ashtar said that we were functioning at that moment in our epikinetic bodies. So that is a wonderful body that we are barely learning to function in now. To your left, you see another circle, another head, if you will, that is the Eka body of many relativities. And this is the body that is like the coordinating director of all your many multidimensional goings and comings in the different time-space continuums of different time cells in which you function multidimensionally and omnidimensionally within the quantum universes. And that's orchestrated from your Eka body of many relativities. And this is a growing out of what we would call, your Buddhic higher body mental body, but it's going beyond that. It's going more into the soul, into the buddhi. And it's also wedded with the gematrian body, which is like an extenuation of your mental body as well, your mental causal body, because it has seeds, as it were, of your greater, vaster self. And now over the head, so to speak, of this cross-like figure, you have the Zohar body. And this is the body, flaming body of light, that is a supercharged Zoharim, which is sixth density, modulating frequency that steps in and out. It's spoken of in the Bible as the whirlwind, you know, the whirlwind that catches up, or the flaming chariot that catches up Elijah. It manifests like a whirlwind. And it's that higher dimensional carriage of light that takes us wherever we wish to go, in without time, without reference to time and space. So it's a consciousness vehicle that we travel in at the highest levels. That's largely undeveloped in humanity at this time. Maybe some advanced souls are operating in that who have come back in time from the future. But everyone is operating out of the electromagnetic body now, the epikinetic body we're beginning to function in more and more. The echo body of many relativities is what we work in constantly in these shows. And the gematrian body is just part of that blueprinting that many of us are getting more and more attuned to. So again, this is part of your operational equipment that has been woven by the angel, so to speak, as you were going about your human lives and doing the things that you've been doing as wonderful light workers. So the language that we use at this level is called the language of light. And it's not language such as you would know it at all. It's light and it's sound. It's light that sings and sound that radiates. Does that make sense to you? So you have light and sound mirroring and augmenting each other. Light becomes sound, sound becomes light, and they dance back and forth, back and forth. And in that coruscating back and forth, that divine dance, let's say, there's a communication that takes place on a level that it goes beyond your linear tongues, your linear language, and yet can be expressed in transcendental it's called tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in the heavenly celestial language. And it's so powerful that once we find our collective voice as a vanguard of light, we will be able to actually shift the entire grid of reality with our collective voice. There's a legend in China about the ascension of a certain root race in the ancient world, where they joined together and with a great shout of hurrah, they ascended into light. Well, that's kind of what we're going to be doing. That's been prophesied, that we will stop wars and conflicts instantly by our united voice. Is it going to be a voice that we can hear audibly? I don't know. It might be. It might be the spoken word, but it might also be that resonant feel, that melodic harmonic that is sounded when we come to a certain degree of attunement as a collective Christ-conscious race. So we have to watch this and see how it manifests. Right now, with the infilling of the Holy Spirit, almost always when somebody is baptized in the fire of the Shekinah, the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in a heavenly language that has been referred to as one's prayer language, one's sacred Holy Spirit language. It's basically the language of Shekinah, the Holy Spirit. So some people call it a star language, but it's a form of adoration and worship and nonverbal prayer that takes a definite language patterning as you express it. When you speak in the language of light, it increases the strength of your physical health. It augments your thymus and your immune system, and it releases two endorphins in the brain that are released by nothing else but speaking in tongues. It's the only thing that releases those two endorphins, and they give strength, longevity, and vibrant good health. So that is the best way in the world to boost your energy when you feel like you need a rebooting of your energy field. I'm going to ask now that the Holy Spirit baptize each of you that would like to receive the language of light. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit now. And just allow any language but English to come forth from your lips. It can be any language. Just let it come forth. Don't be embarrassed. Deep breath. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and own it. You are loved. You are beloved. And this is for you. Next, my beloveds, are the star eucalypts that you carry as visionaries. And these are impartational. These star codes are impressed into you through sacred visions that many of you have, that many of you catch obliquely. They come sometimes from the side when you least expect it. Or you may close your eyes and suddenly they burst in your field of vision. Or you may see them as you awaken, as you sleep, as you meditate. They can take any kind of symbolic, geometric forms, and sometimes people receive them internally, and then they come out in beautiful visionary art or beautiful divine calligraphy. It looks almost like the Cyrillic script or the beautiful Arabic. The Arabic language and the original Hebrew are all part of that language of light. And the original Sanskrit, all of that is part. And the original Chinese and the original Tibetan Pali, all of that was the language of light originally. It was encoded, and people tuned into it and then brought the language down into an alphabet and then later translated it into the actual speech patterns. But again, we're going to be taught a new language, the language of the heart, that transcends all of the verbal language so that we can speak heart to heart with all people and not have language be a barrier. Language was diversified, and the language codes were lost and confused at the time of the Tower of Babel because man was starting to misuse his power back in Atlantis. So the many, many languages were given. The Elohim gave the many languages to people so that they could no longer understand and speak the same language. But as we're restored to original wholeness, we will have the restoration of our original divine language, which is the language of the tapestry of light that we call tongues or glossolalia or the heavenly language or the song of the angels. There's many, many metaphors that are used for that. But it's an actual language that people speak. And it isn't just for Pentecostals, it's for everyone. So it's given by the Holy Spirit, and it's you're baptized into it. It's called the baptism by fire. And the Lord Jesus is the one that specifically administers the baptism of fire. So you ask him if you haven't received your full language. If you still feel like you need to have a little bit more assistance, you go directly to Jesus and ask him, and he will help you to receive it. But you're the one, it's not channeling, you're the one that has to give the words. The Holy Spirit will give the utterance, the energy, the impetus to speak, but you provide the words. So that's you know, it's not a passive, it's an act of receiving. The next thing that's happening is the returning of the celestial and planetary masters of light. And these beings pass in and out of the light fields, by bending the light rays and shifting their wavelengths. They just shift their frequency and they step in and out of visibility. And Solario and I were laughing today as we were speaking about the many, many times we have had encounters with divine beings that suddenly appeared, and it seemed so normal to us we didn't even realize at the time how super normal it was. And then they would just vanish, and we'd go on about our business as if that happened every day. So there's a part of our brain called the reticular activational system that normalizes supernatural events so it doesn't blow you out of the water completely. And also these beings will never appear where it will overstimulate or cause you fear. So we have to be relatively fearless if we want to have these divine encounters. But be on the lookout for wonderful things like this happening, because it's happening every day. I've had so many encounters with the Masters at this point, I've lost count. In fact, I think I'll do a show on just that, because it's very, very interesting. And the different ways they have manifested during our 20 years of traveling around the world, Solario and I. So, this great influx of light that I've spoken about in the last two shows, this great infilling of the Holy Spirit, sensitizes you and heightens your sensitivity to energy on all levels, especially Devic, energy of the nature spirits, the nature kingdoms, beings from other worlds, extraterrestrials, ultra-terrestrials, multidimensional beings, the spirit realms where you have discarnates, the angelic, the great lords of light. So there's a great sensitivity now. And we live in a many, many densely populated universe. There is actually nothing in all of creation that is devoid of sentiency or devoid, there's nothing inanimate is what I'm trying to say. Everything is imbued with God. Because God, having imbued all of creation and dreamt it, it's all part of the dream of God, all part of the energy field of the consciousness of the divine, having done all of that, imbued it with himself. So when you look at the schematic for the atom, the photon of every atom is the God particle. And that's a beautiful thing, that point of light is the God. Not that everything doesn't have God in it. Everything does. But that's the pure God portion, is the photon. So, again, we are moving into a time where we had to kind of hurry you guys up and give you more conscious experiences aboard ship. Now, you're aboard ship with Ashtar and myself and Lord Sananda and the Family of Light. So, again, be attentive that we have great elliptical energy ovals of connection. These are called the axial tonal lines. And if you look clairvoyantly, extend your vision, and see how these great elliptical energy fields extend from you, connecting you to the great central sun systems, to parallel universes, to different planetary civilizations. Beloved, there's nowhere that you're not connected. You're connected. Get it. Imprint it. And the best visual I could possibly think of to offer to you would to direct you to the artwork of Alex Gray and his DVDs. He has a wonderful book called Sacred Mirrors that I used to carry in all my workshops, to show people what their energy fields look like. And he has minutely drawn each of the energy systems of the body that I have been talking about tonight. So get his book, Sacred Mirrors, or at least check out his DVD. You can get it from Netflix. And see what we're talking about here. Imprint this. And begin to move into, molecularly displace the sense of a body in the third density to this energy field that you are. Begin to see your fivefold bodies. See the extension of your chakras into their quantum aspects and your subtle vehicles into their extenuated quantum components. And this is wonderful. So you have energetic communion and communication with whatever you share a resonance with. That principle applies throughout the universe. So you can see and have exchange with anything and everything that resonates in a harmonic with your overall light and sound and consciousness manifestation. That is the only thing that limits you to any placement, so to speak, is your resonance. That's why we teach in these shows consciousness expansion. Consciousness expansion. The more you can have a sense of yourself as energy, as ever-expanding and ever-inclusive consciousness, as ever-radiating concentric circles of embracement and encompassment, the more you can have a sense of your vaster cosmic persona, the more you will have the ability to be omnipresent, which is part of your divine nature, since you are made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. What is true of God is true of you, just in a smaller manifestation. So I hope this has expanded some of your sense of self. There is actually no limitation where we are moving now. There's absolutely no limitation. The only thing that holds you in the third density is the sense of time. So every time you have an opportunity to step free of time, do so. You do step free through time whenever you're absorbed in something to where you lose sense of thought. Thought and time are tied in with each other. You transcend time and thought when you go to a meditation, when you soul transcend beyond the flotsam and jetsam of the lower mind. You go into the timeless isness of eternity. Stay there, beloved. Don't wear a watch unless you absolutely have to. Most of us can't wear watches. I haven't worn a watch for many, many years. The vibrations are too high. But step free of time. Step free of everything and step into your vaster cosmic persona and presence. And look for ways to creatively anchor and express your vaster, beautiful self and the visions you carry. So we'll go out chanting, but first let's take a deep breath and be aware you're in the ship with Ashtar and myself and Sananda, and now we're just simply shifting slightly the molecular displacement of one picture of reality to that of your home, but you're going to be on a higher vibration now so that you have a dual consciousness of being there with us and being here at the same time, and not so much there, but being here now, all of it. Ship is here now. You are here now. Heart of God is here now. Everything is present. Adonai, beloveds. Let's just go out chanting. Anihu. 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 Blessings.